Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: The Gospel of the Righteousness of God. Chapter 21. The Reconciling Purpose of the Justification of Sinners. When a person, for instance, puts oneself or is placed in a situation where he or she needs the help of others to be rescued, it can be observed that the actions for redemption to take place are often much broader and more complex than the actions that made the person enter the position of needing a rescue. And what is mentioned in the previous paragraph is also something that occurred regarding the association that human beings made to the body of sin when they surrendered to subjection to sin. The circumstances to which human beings subjected themselves by choosing the subjection to sin became so drastic that they could only be freed by external intervention, and that would come to be broader and more powerful than the whole complex of circumstances to which they submitted themselves. Moreover, the liberation of human beings would still have to respect a series of principles in their actions so that this deliverance could be considered entirely and eternally unquestionable as to its legitimacy and righteousness. In other words, any proposal for the liberation of human beings from slavery to sin would first have to offer a justification of the people of their sins so that they could later come to be set free, as explained, in part, in the previous chapter. This justification even needed to be so broad and extensive that a more complete and accurate explanation of it also required the joint use of a series of other terms or descriptions that detail the diversity of aspects that are included in this justification, so that the various areas covered by the referred justification could come to be satisfactorily exposed. The Lord also included in the Scriptures many specific references and terms about the multiple points that this so sublime and singular justification encompasses. For example, announcing that God justifies the sinner also includes saying that it is God who provides the release of the debt of punishment that was attributed to the sinner, and that God forgives the offenses that the sinner has performed against the Lord, as can be recalled in the following text. Colossians 2:13-15. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. The justification provided by God also includes the complete condition of what the Scriptures, for instance, call the sinner's remission or redemption from slavery to the body of sin and the debt to sin and to God because of the offense against the Lord. The justification provided by God, also expressed by the words remission or redemption that paid the price of the ransom of sinners from all the yoke of sin, encompassed all that needed to be provided, resolved, or finished. As has also been commented in the previous chapter, the justification, remission, or redemption accomplished by the sacrifice of Christ Jesus on the cross of Calvary, as an integral and essential part of the gift of righteousness, is the means by which God has made all the provision for people to become set free from slavery to sin, the body of sin, and the propositions which ineffectively propose to deliver people, aspects which once again we remember in the following texts. Revelation 1:4-5. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Colossians 1:13-14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Acts 13:38-39. Therefore let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, Christ, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Romans 3:24-25, a. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness. John 8:36. Therefore if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Psalms 103:1-6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Because of the magnitude of the justification provided by God, which includes remission, ransom, redemption, or deliverance, that the eternal Lord is also called the Justifier, Savior, Redeemer, and Deliverer of sinners, as can be seen in yet another series of texts below. Romans 3:26. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Psalm 65:5. By awesome deeds in righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of the far-off seas. Isaiah 43:11. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Luke 2:10-11. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Psalm 78:35. Then they remembered that God was their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer. Isaiah 44:6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, besides me there is no God. Psalm 68:20. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. Psalms 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. The clear statement that the work of God's righteousness accomplished through Christ aimed and still aims at justifying and reaching precisely the sinner, who has departed from the path of the will of the Lord, is undeniable and reiterated over and over throughout the Bible scriptures. 1 Timothy 1:15, a. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. To see clearly that justification is an integral part of God's gift of righteousness encompasses to perceive the only way a person has to be freed from the perdition and bondage produced by association with sin, for the heavenly justification is the only justification that can provide each one of the necessary items for the liberation of an individual from the most varied consequences that sin aims to attribute to the life of sinners. Advancing, however, in the objective of understanding more broadly the singular justification offered by God, designated as a gift from the throne of the heavenly righteousness, we can see that the greatness of this justification becomes even more evident as we focus more closely also on the purpose that God has in store for those who receive this justification through faith in Christ Jesus. Among so many aspects that subjection to sin produces and among so many points that are involved in rescuing a person from the oppression of sin and the consequences derived from submitting to it, it is extremely important that the central purpose of justification, offered by God through the gift of righteousness, also becomes widely perceived and practiced. That is, the justification that redeems the sinner from the condemnation of death or that frees the sinner from the yoke of slavery to sin and the body of sin has not only these aspects as its ultimate purpose. The justification that God offers to the sinner has as one of its goals that he or she receives the remission of the subjection to sin, but this, also to restore the most important thing that was damaged by sin, which is the fellowship of an individual with his or her unique and eternal Creator. A more advanced goal of justification, reserved for those who accept the redemption or salvation offered by the Lord, is their freedom and restoration to a condition in which the availability of reconciliation with God is evident and in which the reconciliation in reference can be indeed or practically experienced, as explained in the following texts. Romans 5:10-11. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Colossians 1:21-22. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, and blameless, and above reproach in his sight. Through the justification provided by God in Christ Jesus, sinners receive the forgiveness of sins so that they can stand justified, forgiven, and free before the Lord to be at peace with God and to enjoy the fellowship with the Lord. Romans 5:1-2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Hebrews 10:16-22. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them, then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Justification through the blood of Christ, or by Christ's sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, restored the way to the most crucial aspect that subjection to sin has corrupted in the lives of human beings. One benefit of the justification that God offers to sinners that should by no means go unnoticed is that this justification removes everything that prevents a person from coming individually to God for eternal fellowship with the Lord, as well as it, at the same time, also makes the way of grace broadly open so that each individual may come freely to the Lord to be instructed by him for a life according to the will of God, and not according to what sin proposes. A more advanced goal of the justification which provides the sinner's deliverance from the yoke of sin, therefore, is the bestowal of the newness of true life that is available only in the unique true God, as shown in the texts repeated below. Romans 5:18. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The justification freely offered by God to all people, and which can be received through faith in the Lord, is undoubtedly a living and evident expression of the depths of God's love, goodness, and mercy offered through His Son Jesus Christ to all human beings so that they can be freed from what enslaved them. Nevertheless, the distinction of the Lord's love, goodness, and mercy receives an even more sublime prominence when the Scriptures state that the justification offered to sinners is also provided by God so that, above all, they may benefit from the path of return to an appropriate relationship of beloved children or heirs with the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the eternal Holy Spirit of God. Titus 3:4-7. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.